Welcome to the Burden and Blessing Podcast, a study and discussion forum on the truth of God's Word. Our summary verses of the books of the Bible introduce us to the theme of each book of the Old and New Testament Scriptures, so that we might have a deeper appreciation and understanding of God's Word of Truth. We pray that these brief studies will enable you to get more out of your daily reading and hearing of God's Holy Word. Glad that you are joining us today for our Burden and Blessing podcast and our continuing series on the summary verses that are covering the 66 books of the Old and the New Testament. We are continuing to journey through the Old Testament in chronological order. We have finished up a couple of historical books that have brought us to the reign of King David. And right now we're going to insert into that history of David one of the poetical books, the book of Psalms. Now, this is a little bit of a challenge, Neil, because the Psalms actually cover a large era of history. So there are Psalms that date all the way back to Moses, but most of the Psalms fall into the category of David, which is why we're plugging it in here. And you have the challenge today of summarizing the 150 Psalms with one verse. What verse are we going to be considering for our book of Psalms today?
Today we're looking at Psalm 27, and it's got verse 14 with it, but it's verse 13. I'm reading from the Holman Christian Standard Bible. I know you were picking this with the translation, the sense of how that is fitting here, so I'd like to read this. It says, "I am certain that I will see the Lord's goodness in the land of the living. Wait for the Lord. Be courageous and let your heart be strong. Wait for the Lord." If you're to try to divide up the 150 Psalms, I think one way to do that is divide them in the thirds. If you look at the first 50 Psalms or so, you see prayers for national deliverance. The second third, you have different prayers that really have to do with ones, you know, some of the imprecatory Psalms are in there, which talk about like judgment against enemies, and really you can kind of envision David's prayer life in the sense of how he is praying for deliverance from enemies and foes, although you do see that in the prayers for the nations too, as you see David becoming king. And because Solomon's involved and some of the other psalm writers, again, like you said, primarily David, you see the last 50 psalms really having a lot. You have the psalms of ascents in there, like the psalm 120s, and so you see there like prayers going to the Lord's house, prayers for the individual Christian for finding strength in the Lord. And so you have these three different sections, some divided into five, which is also very helpful too. A lot of different ways of dividing the Psalms. But if you think of the three phases of David's life, the anointing, the leadership as king, the struggles that he went through, Psalm 51 kind of starts off that whole second section, in my opinion, of him, his appeal and his sinful nature to the Lord for helping him through this. This really comes through here as he comes back in the last 50 Psalms. Again, not all his, but pointing to how he was glad to go to the Lord's house and rejoicing in God as Savior. And the certainty that you see in this verse from Psalm 27, which starts off, "The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear?" That's where that courage comes in from David and the other psalm writers and all Christians to really look to that Lord's goodness. And ultimately what David is talking about here, not just Jerusalem and Judea and that promised land of God, but his eternal promised land as he's waiting patiently for the Lord. Something that really near and dear to my heart too, Nathaniel, is that whole idea of waiting for the Lord to answer our prayers. Is it Habakkuk in chapter 2 where he's standing on the rampart, standing on the watchtower, waiting for the Lord to respond to his prayers? You see that from so many Old Testament believers waiting for the Messiah, New Testament believers waiting for the Lord's second coming, for Christ to return, and how we too can be confident as we go through this life, as we age, that we constantly see the Lord's goodness provision for us if we're watching for it, and how we're waiting for him and our heart is strengthened to know what awaits us as we wait for the Lord to return and call us home. I'd like to hear your thoughts.
Well, it's such a challenge to try to condense 150 Psalms into one verse. But the Psalms are the hymn book of the Old Testament, and they come with in a variety, just like our hymn book does. It comes with a variety of different topics. There's historical Psalms, there's teaching Psalms, there's Psalms of judgment, there are praise Psalms that you talked about. It doesn't matter which category it falls into. What I like about this particular verse is that whether we're talking about the history of Israel in the past, or we're talking about teaching some particular doctrine, all of those have the ultimate purpose of encouraging the Christian, whether it be the Old Testament Christian or the New Testament Christian, to wait on the Lord, to trust that the Lord is going to be with you in the struggles of this life, just like he was with David, or with Moses, if you go to Psalm 90. All of these different individuals in their actual lives, the Lord demonstrated himself to be faithful, to be good in the land of the living. He has our best interests in mind, and the Lord encourages us through these beautiful hymns of the Old Testament to wait on him, to trust in him, in the sorrows, the disappointments, as well as the joys and the victories of this life. And that's really what the book of Psalms is all about. You want to close us with prayer as you think about this beautiful book and the variety of ways in which the Lord encourages us to do this very thing. What a joy it is that we have the privilege to come to him in prayer and to trust in his mercy.
You reminded me of the hymn from Lutheran Hymnal, hymn 206. It's the Easter hymn. As we wait for the Lord's second coming, we can relate to what David was waiting for, the Lord's will to be done, letting Christ be that light of his life. But I'd like to read a couple of verses from hymn 206. Jesus Christ, my sure defense, and my Savior ever liveth. Knowing this, my confidence rests upon the hope it giveth. Though the night of death be fraught, still with many an anxious thought. Jesus, my Redeemer, lives. I too unto life shall waken. Endless joy my Savior gives. Shall my courage then be shaken? Shall I fear, or could the head, could Christ, rise and leave his members dead? Nay, too closely am I bound unto him by hope forever. Faith's strong hand the rock hath found, grasped it, and will leave it never. Even death now cannot part from its Lord, the trusting heart. Amen.
Amen. We invite you to listen for new books each week on Burden and Blessing Podcast, where we believe and confess that every word of God is true. We pray that you will be assured that God's word is pure and is more precious than gold.